Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
This is why some people are very blessed. I want you to listen to this universal principle that you can take to the bank. Are you ready? Here it is. You see what you want to see. So if you want to see blessing, if you actually expect that resources are there in front of you, that's what you will see. But if you expect inadequacy and lack and shortage, guess what? That is what you will see. My friend, I repeat, you see what you want to see. Let me tell you a story. So I came from Bangkok and I love the fact that there was so much inexpensive food, really cheap, but really delicious all over the place. Everywhere I turn to, oh my gosh. And then I'll try it. Ah, it's so beautiful, so wonderful, so delicious. What a delight. I come home, I meet a friend who came from Bangkok. And the first thing he told me was this, maganda yung Bangkok eh. Wala lang makain. What? It's like it's the opposite experience. I said, what do you mean, walang makain? Where I stayed in Bangkok, he said, there was no McDo, there was no... And I said, oh. You see, we defined food differently. When I think of food, I think of the local food, because that's what I like. You know, I don't travel for hundreds or thousands of miles and then I'm going to eat what I eat in the Philippines. No, I want to try. I want to experiment. You know, and I want to taste this and those spices and that kind of fruit. And, you know, that's what I want. He defined food in a very different way. He defined food as what he ate in Manila. And then he goes out to another country and he wants to eat the same food. Friends, in the same way, how do we define a blessing? Is a blessing a promotion? Is a blessing a salary increase? Is a blessing winning the lotto? For some people, that's the definition. I define blessing in many, many ways. I define blessing as when my wife greets me in the morning and smiles at me and says, "Hello, love." Wow. When my son comes up to me and says, "Hi, Dad," with a beautiful smile. Whoa, I feel like I won the lotto. When I'm doing something that's worthwhile, serving you, like doing this video, what do I feel? I feel this is such a blessing. I'm able to serve thousands upon thousands of people and inspiring people. How do you define a blessing? Because if you define a blessing in a broader way, I'm telling you, roof over your head, shirt in your back, you know, people that love you and care for you, imperfect in many ways, but still they love you. When you see that, then you will see blessings everywhere. My friend, in our gospel for today, there was this disciple, his name was Andrew, and he saw a blessing of a boy who had lunch, a lunchbox. That's what he saw. And he asked the question, is this a resource? And he brought that boy to Jesus. And so in the same way, I believe what God wants you to do is to broaden your vision and to recognize resources that God has sent you that other people will not see as a resource, that other people will not recognize as a blessing. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that right now, this moment, I believe you are surrounding us with so many resources, so many blessings. Open our eyes to see, recognize, and claim them for your honor and glory and for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Do you feel stuck in your financial life? And do you want financial freedom? Do you want financial growth? Do you want to go to the next level? My friend, there is a way. Come and join TRC or Truly Rich Club, For almost 20 years, we've been able to help thousands of people grow in their finances. It's your turn. Visit trulyrichclub.com and change your financial life today.